Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 1st of April, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, a lot of bad news for Linux in general, as a vulnerability tracked as CVE-2024-3094 in the XZ utilities, the XZ format compression utilities included in most Linux distributions, have been discovered to potentially enable a malicious actor to break SSHD authentication and therefore gain unauthorized access to the entire system remotely, according to an advisory issued by Red Hat. The cause of this vulnerability is actually malicious code present in versions 5.6, released in late February, and 5.6.1, released on the 9th of March, of the XZ libraries, which was accidentally discovered by Andres Freund, a PostgreSQL developer and software engineer at Microsoft. Quote, after observing a few odd symptoms around parts of the XZ package on Debian SID installations over the last few weeks, I figured out the answer. The upstream XZ repository and the XZ tarballs had been backdoored, sharing this via the OSS security mailing list. According to Red Hat, the malicious injection in the vulnerable versions of the libraries is obfuscated and only included in full in the download package. Quote, the Git distribution lacks the M4 macro, which triggers the build of the malicious code. The second stage artifacts are present in the Git repository for the injection during the build time in case the malicious M4 macro is present. Given the activity over several weeks, the committer is either directly involved or there was quite severe compromise of their system. Unfortunately, the latter looks like the less likely explanation, given they communicated on various lists about the fixes for errors caused by the injected code in 5.6 and other versions. Luckily, XZ 5.6 and 5.6.1 have not yet widely been adopted by Linux distributions, from where they have mostly been in pre-release versions. Red Hat says that the vulnerable packages are present in Fedora 41 and Fedora Rawhide, and have urged users of those distros to immediately stop using them, also adding that no versions of Red Hat Enterprise Linux are affected. SUSE has released a fix for OpenSUSE users, with Debian saying that no stable versions of the distribution have been affected, but compromised packages were part of Debian testing, unstable and experimental distributions, and users of these should update the XZ utilities as appropriate. Kali Linux have announced that this vulnerability has affected Kali between March the 26th and March the 29th, and CISA has advised developers and users to downgrade XZ utilities to an uncompromised version. For example, 5.4.6 stable, and to hunt for any malicious activity and report any positive findings to the agency. XZ Utilities was authored by and is still led by Lass Collin, but the backdoor was introduced by someone going by the tag Gia Tan, who became over several years, with the help of sock puppet accounts and trust-building social engineering, a prolific maintainer of the software, and did other things to keep the existence of the backdoor under wraps. Quote, the backdoor attempt was a very serious one, with a very high bar of knowledge, research, development, and tradecraft in order to reach this far into the Linux ecosystem. Additionally, changes made by the threat actor on GitHub span multiple years and include things like introducing functions incompatible with OSS Fuzzer due to outstanding small issues since 2015, then getting OSS Fuzzer to exclude XZ utilities from scanning last year, according to an advisory published by Kevin Beaumont. The backdoor itself is super well put together and even includes the ability to remotely deactivate and remove the backdoor via a kill command. Several days in, despite global focus, I have yet to see anybody who has finished reverse engineering it. Freund discovered the backdoor by accident, which was an extremely lucky break for the Linux and wider open source software community. First and foremost, the backdoor did not end up in stable versions of major Linux distributions, but also this incident is proof the debate on how to keep crucial open source projects secure must soon result in at least a few practical solutions. Firmware security firm Binally have released a free online scanner to detect Linux executables impacted by the XZ Utilities supply chain attack. A vulnerability in the wall command of the util Linux package, which is part of the Linux operating system by default, could allow an unprivileged attacker to steal passwords or change the victim's clipboard, this being tracked as CVE-2024-28085. This security issue has been dubbed Wall Escape and has been present in every version of the package for the past 11 years, up to 2.4 released earlier this week. Although the vulnerability is an interesting example of how an attacker can deceive a user into giving their administrator password, exploiting it has been deemed limited to certain scenarios, as an attacker needs to have access to a Linux server that already has multiple users connected at the same time through the terminal, such as at a college where students may connect for an assignment. Proof of concept exploit code for WallEscape has been published to demonstrate how an attacker could leverage this issue. And security researchers have also observed Red Hat and Ubuntu systems being attacked by a Linux version of the DinoDash-Rat, also known as XDealer, which may have been operating since 2022. The Linux variant of this malware has not been described publicly, although the first version has been tracked back to 2021. Cybersecurity company ESET have previously seen the DinoDash-Rat compromising Windows systems in an espionage campaign which was dubbed Operation Jacana, which targeted government entities. Earlier this month, Trend Micro reported about a Chinese APT group being tracked as Earth Kerrang, which used XDealer to breach both Windows and Linux systems of governments worldwide. The DinoDash Rat has capabilities designed to monitor, control, and exfiltrate data from compromised systems. Quote, the backdoor is fully functional, granting the operator complete control over infected machines, enabling data exfiltration and espionage, according to a report issued by Kaspersky. Although Kaspersky does not provide details about the initial infection method, but does note since October 2023, the malware affects victims in China, Taiwan, Turkey, and Uzbekistan. Thank you very much for listening to the Tally and Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here. And thank you very much for listening.